This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Up in Canada today, Justin Trudeau was sworn in as prime minister. He announced his new cabinet at the time, 15 men and 15 women. When asked why he went for gender parity, the prime minister said, and this is a direct quote, "because it's 2015. That gets us to a study commissioned by the British government. It recommends smaller bonuses for bank bosses if they don't appoint more women to senior jobs. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Fewer women reach the top in finance than in any other British industry. 60% of the workers in financial services here are female, but they fill less than 20% of executive posts. Sharon Thorne is a partner in one of the big four accounting firms. She agrees with the call to tackle the bankers and cut off their bonuses if they don't promote more women.
This is one particular policy that will grab people's attention. I think it could make a difference.
The study, to be published in full next year, calls for targets, public monitoring, and if the banks fail to meet those targets, personal financial penalties.
Let me start by saying I'm in favour of curbing bankers' bonuses, period.
Azmat Mohammed, head of the Institute of Recruiters, says more female financial executives will make for a more productive and perhaps more stable finance industry. Too much testosterone, he says, may have partly fuelled the last big crisis.
If there were more women in the boardroom, more of a diverse opinion in the boardroom, maybe what happened in 2008 wouldn't have happened.
But bank analyst Chris Wheeler disputes that, and he's very much opposed to the banks being forced to hire more female executives.
I don't like any form of positive discrimination where you're choosing between a man and a lady to make a decision not so much on the quality of the person but the gender, and I'm absolutely convinced that's not right.
Today, the gender study was warmly welcomed by a female government minister. Mandatory targets seem unlikely, but the pressure is on to redress the imbalance in bank boardrooms. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.